you have flour when you were younger, or was it mostly cornmeal?
Well, we usually had biscuit for breakfast, but otherwise it was cornmeal unless we had company. Well, I was raised up to eat cornbread with my vegetables, and so vegetables are still not fit to eat unless I've got no cornbread to eat with.
I see. Uh-huh.
I don't want biscuit with vegetables. Mm-hmm. And I need biscuit with Irish potatoes or tomatoes, but otherwise I want my cornbread.
Good supply. What kind of wood is that?
That's oak.
Is it oak? Uh-huh. And this wood that's got
that's McKinley wood. Start fires of the morning.
And what kind of tree is that that's got the smooth bark?
It's oak.
That's oak too.
My wife sort of fusses at me about keeping wood under the bed and in here. And I tell her, well, I don't care if she don't like it. Well, I just don't care if she don't. I'm going to have my wood to handle it. I do that to keep from having to get out in the rain.
Right, or worse, in the ice.
I have had to sweep snow off of wood, and I have had to tote it in and melt the ice off. And I'm trying to avoid that this time.
Don't blame you. One of the questions I'm interested in is, what did you used to call that piece of wood that you brought in? Maybe it was, I'm not sure, a piece of wood that would burn a long time. It's a pretty good size.
Oh, back stick.
Oh, back stick?
No, that's not a back stick, right?
No, the back stick's right back behind.
The back stick.
It's a wonder. It's a wonder I hadn't had one sitting right up there on the end for morning. I haven't got it in yet, but I'll have it in here before night.
Uh-huh. And that lasts the whole day?
That lasts the whole day.
Sometimes too.
These days when it don't have to have fire all day, they'll last 2 days. And I can put a big back stick on. And I expect you'd wonder how I do that.
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, all right, I'm going to tell you I use three methods putting them on. If it's a small back stick. You see that little square stick that's laid up there?
Yes.
That one right there.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I'm going to put just a small back stick on, medium size, middle size, we'll say. Not a small one, not a great big one. I lay that stick right there, right across them irons. That's right there. I'll set that stick, that iron, right down on there like that. And that nose yonder on there, and I'll pick that stick up and lay it on there and just roll it over in that. Just as nice as you please.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put an extra big stick on. I'll move them irons clean out of the way. And I'll lay a stick down. I won't put that yonder down there because it'll catch a fire. I'll lay a stick like that down, right down there. Then I'll put that iron down there just like that. Now I'll roll that back stick right up that iron right over.
Just roll it over.
In the fire. Okay, that's two ways I do it. Another way is I lay that stick down after it's a medium sized one, and I'll take that back stick, and I'll put it right down there, and I'll lay it over in the corner over yonder, and that'll balance in, and I'll just roll right over.
I see.
And I don't strain myself putting them on. My mother used to do them the same way.
That's a real engineer.
You can't have much fire without a back stick. You've got to have a back stick to have much fire.
Mm-hmm. And
the